When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Happy Friday, everybody. It's definitely a Football Friday show today as we react to the NFL schedule release for all 32 teams in the National Football League with a focus on the Washington Commanders. Joining us right now on the Adeed Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy Denton Day. What's up, Denton?
AWOD, what's up, man? How we doing?
I'm doing good. What was your first reaction to the video featuring Bill Nye, the running?
I like the concept because I think that leading into the Bill bit is kind of funny. After the concept faded, I was like, it is what it is. I'm like a curmudgeon with these things, though. If you're not hitting a home run with these schedule release videos, I'm not really that interested.
See, I actually was fully entertained by Bill. I thought the thing he was saying was kind of really funny. I don't know. I'm not the biggest Bill fan on the field like other people are. All offseason I've been saying I want a new running back. And I like Rashad White and Fat Man. We even have a theme song now for the Fat Man that Jay Money has put together.
Fat Man.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Bill fan on the field, but I thought he was funny in the video. When you actually break down the schedule, you know, my first thought is, damn, this is a difficult start. If we do not hit the ground running, this season could be over by November.
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, that first 6 weeks is, we're going to learn a lot about both of the new coordinators. Now, there is room for that to be, we're learning a lot of positives about them. You know, we've been so traditioned, I think, over the last 20 years to always look at the negative. I think there is a potential that, you know, the team performs well and that the coordinators were correct. With that said, like, the six games are tough, man. I mean, back-to-back openers on the road against Philly and Dallas is not for the weak. But I look, man, if this team wants to do what I mean, we've talked about this, AWOD, but I'm expecting the 2026 is going to look way closer to 2024 than it did 2025. And if that's going to be the case, you're going to have to beat good teams. We've known that from the jump. So I kind of like what they have the second half of the year, but they're going to earn it the first half of the year.
Yeah, no, you're so right about that. I mean, if we're a playoff team, we're going to prove it pretty early on that we're a playoff team. I think it's a very difficult schedule, but I also, like, I could see myself picking Washington to go to Philly week one and get a win. I'm for some reason, I woke up with the utmost of confidence that we're going to beat the Seahawks week three. I just really think the Seahawks are going to lose a lot losing their coordinator and their running back.
And defense year to year always feels like it's tough because it's almost like a pitcher in baseball where one guy, you know, he'll have it one year and then the next year, for whatever reason, the ball doesn't bounce his way. Like, it just doesn't work. I feel like defense is very similar in that regard in the NFL, where you really have to be the elite of the elite to have multiple years in a row of top tier defense. And in the case for Seattle, if they don't have that, then you're relying a lot on Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold was great last year. He won a Super Bowl. That was really, really awesome. But they weren't relying on him the way that they might need to if the defense isn't as good. So I'm also 100% with you with Philly. I mean, the week one excites me for a number of different reasons, but if we're going our most optimistic route, nobody really knows what a David Blau offense is going to look like, which is going to make it really, really difficult for the defense to be prepared. So if things look really, really good, I think that's a really nice opportunity for Washington. One, you kind of deal with Vic Fangio and the road environment for Philadelphia early, and you do it without allowing him time to prepare and time for that defense to prepare for what it is that you have. I have a really strong feeling that there's going to be some tricks up the sleeve of the offense, and, you know, particularly if they add another wide receiver in the next days, weeks, months.
Yeah, and I think Adam Peters was able to rebuild an entire defense in one offseason, so I'm very much looking forward to seeing them out there with this revamped defense, with all the changes to the defensive side of the ball, you know, the new players, and, of course, the new coordinator. What do you think is going to be our strongest part of the defense compared to last year?
I definitely think it's the linebacking core. I mean, you got a bunch of dudes on this linebacking core, and they can all make plays. It felt like once you broke through that first level of the defense last year, you were cooked, right? Linebackers were too slow, couldn't make plays. They couldn't cover anybody. It felt like it was a big play waiting to happen. I don't really feel that anymore. So where last year it felt like if you got past 3 yards, you're probably going to get 12 yards. If you get past 3 yards in 2026, you might be getting 3.5 yards because these dudes are so fast, they're going to fly around the football. I know linebacking maybe isn't as sexy in 2026 as it was in like 2006 or like 1996, but I really love the group that they put together at that spot.
Yeah, I think we're thinking along the lines of the same thing. I was saying to myself, I think we're going to be much better at stopping the run. With the speed we will have at linebacker, the improvements to the defensive line to bolster that, additions of Tim Settle, Adafe Owe, Clavon Chaisson, Charles Emenyehu. So I think, you know, stopping the run is where we're going to see the biggest improvement. I'm still worried about this secondary. I know Adam Peters has a lot of faith in this secondary. I think he has a lot more faith than the fan base does. Do you think that we could see Trey Amos and Mikey Sainer still be a legit 1-2 combo at corner this season?
Yes. Do I think they're going to be lockdowns? No. But I think that's the best 1-2 combo that we will have had in the Adam Peters reign here in D.C. Now, admittedly, the bar is like 6 feet under because that first year was atrocious and then the Lattimore thing didn't work. But I do feel like those two guys are good enough to be a competent cornerback tandem on a defense that I think has the potential to be top half. Now, I would have loved to see them add more. I think the depth at corner is slim, like really, really slim. And that worries me a little bit because Amos has already had a small injury history, and just the position itself, you want to be as deep at that as possible. So I don't love what they've done in terms of free agency and in the draft addressing that. But I do think those two guys in particular are going to be quality players this year.
Denton, let's get you on record before we get out of here. I like to give an official prediction the day after schedule release day. We'll do another prediction after training camp and then our final prediction following the preseason. Where are you at today, Friday, May 15th, on the Washington Commanders 2026 season?
I'm high as hell, dude. 11-6. Look, that first six-game stretch is going to be tough, but like after after that Cincinnati game, which Cincinnati doesn't scare me in November nearly as much as they might to some people, because I don't know what that team's going to look like in November. But Arizona, Tennessee, Houston, Atlanta, Minnesota, and Jacksonville in, you know, six consecutive weeks, yeah, may go 6-0 in that stretch. I don't think any of those teams are very good, and if this team is good, they should be handling all of them. So I'm going to go 11-6, man. I think they're getting back to what they were in 2024. And I think if you look past that first 6 weeks, the schedule's not nearly as terrifying after the bye week.
Yeah, it does feel like if you have burgundy and gold glasses on and you look at the schedule saying, yeah, Jaden's going to play 17 games, you should have this team hovering between 9-8 and 12-5. I like your prediction, man. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, you want to appreciate it, man.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You want to be like AWOD, go to the Commanders' Twitter account. They have released the schedule as a wallpaper. Yes, I've got it as my background on my phone now. Easy access to the 2026 Commanders' schedule. I'll give you my thoughts next on The Fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The Washington Commanders schedule was released last night. I will give you my official reaction and our first prediction right now. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. You can be the quarterback of this segment, the general manager of this segment, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. It's the Richmond Commander on AWOD Radio.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open.
It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So a few notes about the schedule. Washington will play four primetime games in 2026. They will play seven standalone games in 2026. Back-to-back primetime matchups weeks 10 and 11. That's the first time that's happened in more than a decade. And Washington will play Philadelphia two times the first 8 weeks. The first time that's happened in a few seasons. And there's no doubt this schedule, it starts rough for Washington. In Philly, and then at Dallas. Now, I think we did a great job this offseason improving our defense. And, of course, you have a new coordinator on offense, a couple of new pieces like a new tight end, a new wide receiver, a new scat back, and Rashad White. But it comes down to the health of Jaden Daniels and the success of this offensive line, right? But week one in Philly is just a nightmare matchup for Washington. It really is. That place has been difficult for Washington in the past, but it does feel like, as much as it's been difficult, the games are usually close in Philly. The games are usually close in Philly, and if Jaden Daniels is healthy, I absolutely think we have a chance to win that one. I'm going to look at the schedule here with burgundy and gold glasses and give Washington a win in week one against the Philadelphia Eagles. And as much as I want to say we're going to ride high off of that win, go to Dallas and beat the Cowboys, I just have a feeling that will be the reality check for our defense. Dan Quinn has not beaten the Cowboys. Dan Quinn has not beaten the Cowboys, have a win against the Cowboys to really put to his name. Like, there's been – Jaden Daniels has not beaten the Cowboys either, right? I mean, you look at what we've done against Dallas, and we haven't been good. We haven't been good in recent history. Washington versus Dallas, I mean, it's always a rivalry. It's always going to be the most important game on the schedule for us. But, man, I mean, you look at the way they've beaten us recently, it sucks. It really does. I hate Dallas so much, and I hate that in the 2020s, Dallas is up 8-4. In the 2010s, Dallas has beaten us 14-6. In the 2020s, or 2000s, Dallas was up 14-6. In the 90s, Dallas was up 12-8. We haven't beaten the Cowboys more than they've beaten us in a decade since the 80s. It's incredible. So I hate Dallas. I have a feeling, though, we're going to lose in Dallas week two. Bounce back week three against Seattle at home. That is the one game that I am going to predict that we will win, whether or not we are favored by Vegas or not. I think Seattle's going to take a pretty big step back. I think the Patriots are going to take a pretty big step back. I think we might be looking at the 2025 Super Bowl as a blip, and Seattle takes a massive step back. New England, you already heard the hot take from Ryan Clark, might miss the playoffs this upcoming season. Seattle, without their offensive coordinator, Guru Kubiak, who's going to Vegas, without their running back, Kenneth Walker, who was so damn good last year. And as we've talked about, defense is hit or miss year after year. The Commanders, 2022, I think it was, with Chase Young, had a good defense. The year after that, we fell off completely and have not bounced back yet. I think we're going to beat Seattle week three at home. So that's given us an above 500 record at 2-1. Week four, international game against the Indianapolis Colts. I think Indianapolis is going to struggle this season at quarterback. I just did not believe in Indiana Jones, Daniel Jones last year. So give me Washington to win that one. Oh, it's such a difficult four-game stretch, and AWOD's got him at 3-1. Coming home from the international break to host the New York Giants, that's a win right there, 4-1. Toughest stretch of the season here. Going to San Francisco, Monday Night Football, week six, 4-1 becomes 4-2. To the bye week we go. We return for Sunday Night Football against the Eagles. I don't see a world in which we sweep the Eagles. I'm giving us the week one win, which means I'm giving us the week eight loss. Week eight loss puts us at 5-2 through 8 weeks with the bye included. L.A. at home next week, that just seems like a very difficult game. Again, I think this is one of the most difficult stretches of the season. I'm giving that a loss. We go to week 10, 5-3. Week 10, New York Giants on the road. To be a playoff team, you got to beat the Giants twice. I think we're going to be a playoff team. Give us a win there. To 6-3 we go. Monday Night Football, Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to say Joe Burrow gets his revenge on us, primetime game. To beat Joe Burrow in the past, we had to be perfect. We didn't punt the ball, and Terry McLaurin had to have the game-winning catch. So I'll give them the win on that one. We go to Week 12 at 6-4. Arizona on the road. Win. Arizona is going to be awful. They're going to be one of the worst teams in football. So that's 7-4. Tennessee on the road. I want to go to that game. December in Nashville. Give me a Commanders victory. All right. We go to week 14 now. Within, what is that, 8-4, right, J Money? Texans, week 14, loss. 8-5. Falcons, week 15, victory. 9-5. 3 games to go. In Minnesota, that's a loss there. In Jacksonville, I'm going to say that's a loss there. That's 9-7 with the Dallas Cowboys at home to close out the season. I will say 10-7, first prediction. You know, there's wiggle room for us to close real hot and get up to 12 wins. And there's, you know, there's opportunities for us to lose games early on and fall down to 9 wins. I really do see this team going between 9-8 and 12-5. Because of the way this schedule sits with Washington going to, you know, going to have a good chance to go on a run at the end, I think there's a chance we could get above 12-5. But there's also a chance that we are so bad at the front end of the season that we finish below 9-8. I mean, it's just that schedule for Washington is really, really going to be, I think, filled with a couple of losing streaks and a couple of win streaks. Because of the way it plays out, like, you start the season with 2 road games, and then you have 3 games that you're considered a home team, even though it's an international game. The 2-game home stretch between the Eagles and Rams, like, that is the most difficult 2-game home stretch I think you could ask for. Both of those offenses are going to be really good. And then that road stretch at the end there, where it's in Arizona, in Tennessee. Is that back-to-back road wins? Is that back-to-back road losses? Depends how we play as a road team this upcoming season. And then in Minnesota and in Jacksonville, week 16 and 17. Look, there's a chance both those teams are eliminated by then. There's also a chance both those teams are fighting for a playoff spot. So, you know, that is a road stretch there that I don't mind at the end there, because it's not the most difficult games on our schedule. In Minnesota, look, we got our ass beat in Minnesota last year. I'd hope that we could be better against them this year. In Jacksonville, I think that's going to be a tough game, but definitely a winnable game for Washington. Again, after the Cincinnati Bengals game on Monday Night Football, weeks 12 to the closing of the season, you can see why Dan Orlovsky and others have said the Commanders could go 7-0 to close out their season. Arizona failed last year, right? One of the worst teams in football. Tennessee, one of the worst teams in football. Texans at home, they've got an issue at quarterback. Falcons at home, they've kind of got an issue at quarterback. Vikings on the road, they have an issue at quarterback. Jacksonville on the road, you know, that's a difficult game. But again, Jacksonville, we just don't know. I believe in Liam Cohen, and I picked them last year to win that division. Everybody at Indianapolis halfway through it, right? And then Houston got hot. That division's going to be very interesting to see. Do Houston and Indianapolis and Jacksonville build off of last year, right? And is Tennessee even better than last year? That division could be sneaky, one of the top divisions in the AFC, maybe behind the AFC West. It also could fall back to being the worst division in football again. I mean, the Texans are going to have a very important season for quarterback C.J. Stroud. I think by halfway through the season, they will know whether he's the quarterback of the future for them or not. Colts will probably feel the same way about Daniel Jones. And Tennessee, you know, they're really hoping that the wins will come with the good performances that Cam Ward put on for us on display last season. It's AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open. We'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. The schedule's out. Give us your thoughts. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC. Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'll be right back. Welcome back. What up? It's A-Wad. Happy Friday, everybody. Live and local here in Richmond, Virginia on a Friday, May 15th, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Great place to hang out and watch the NBA tonight and over the weekend, watch the NHL playoffs. We have officially activated and engaged playoff mode here on A-Wad Radio. They got plenty of TVs here at River City Roll. You've got live entertainments on the great stage that they've got up front. A bunch of bands perform all weekend long. Come on down, tell them A-Wad sent you here at RCR. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Justin Fensterman. What's going on, Fensty?
A-Wad, a couple of things we got to address. First, you playing Ski-Lo coming back. An amazing track. My wife knows every single word to that song and off the cuff can go and, you know, rhyme the whole song. It's amazing. And then second, River City Roll, after actually meeting up there with you about 2 years ago, I wish I could have had my bar mitzvah there, man. So much space.
Dude, thank you again for coming to Football Festa. I mean, it honestly meant so much when I saw you arrive for that. We've gone back and forth. I've had you on the show probably since like 2018 or so. But man, it was just cool to bring you. And We have not announced Football Fest 4 officially yet on the air, but I would love for you to come back and be our fantasy expert this year.
No, I mean, we'll obviously see with scheduling, but it's a great area. I mean, it was great seeing you, meeting your family, meeting all your audience as well, your producers. And you had video games going on. You see Grant Paulson in the corner playing Madden. I mean, you got Fred Smoot just hanging out, having drinks. I mean, dude, it was a great atmosphere. But I was just so surprised that this place had so much space. Even the outdoor area is just so spacious. So I saw that and I was like, wow, I just wish I didn't live 2.5 hours away.
Absolutely, man. It's why I love the relationship we have with River City Roll. We had a Rams rally here a few months ago, and we'll be coming back in August for Football Fest 4. But it's time to talk NBA playoffs. Let me get some NBA theme music here, Jay Money. Blast the theme music, but we got to start with the draft because we haven't talked since the Wizards won the number one overall pick. Justin, is this a win for Washington that you think is going to change the fortunes of this franchise?
I think it's a start. I mean, Dimbaca, I know that everybody's trying to create the narrative now that he wasn't that excited. No, he was being professional. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to know that if you're going to be a number one pick, more often than not, you're going to a team that's right there at the bottom. So I think them getting this pick is a win-win-win, and there's no downside to it. Now, obviously, they're trying to figure out what they're doing with their current roster composition. I think they end up keeping the pick. And like we've talked about in the past, Awad, the Wizards in the open market are not going to attract a B-list or even a C-list free agent on the rise that's going to just walk right into D.C. So you have the number one overall pick. I don't know who's going to be deemed available, and Washington's going to have to work quick. But the only way I'm getting rid of that number one overall pick is if there's some rising star out there that's refusing to sign their second contract, their rookie extension. So now the team has to kind of fight or flight, and they got to trade the guy. So if I'm Washington, that's the only way I'm trading this pick.
Yeah. If I'm Anthony Davis, I'm feeling confident that the Wizards are going to make a massive leap. That's going to be the big question. Does Anthony Davis force a trade? I think he has to look at this roster and be excited now with the young players they have, with Trae Young and the addition of A.J. DeBonsta when we get to draft day. Tonight we've got two critical game sixes. Who were you predicting to win these two series before they started? Because I went on record with Cleveland and with Minnesota in the Western Conference.
Wow. Wow, good for you. I mean, I went with Detroit that I thought Detroit was going to be playing such a stronger series after what happened with Orlando. I thought that was going to wake them up. And you thought for the first couple of games that was the case. So I had Detroit. I didn't have them just stomping right over Cleveland. I had it going six games because I don't want to doubt Cleveland's backcourt and especially their offense. And they've got underrated defensive players, especially coming off the bench. The other series, I wanted to give Minnesota so much more love. And going into this series, remember, A.Y., I mean, you had to be thinking, like, you have Anthony Edwards, who's probably not 100%, already know DiVincenzo here, and Dosunmu was also banged up. So you really can't be not lacking that 100% roster composition when you're facing a Wembanyama. So I had the Spurs winning this series, and I thought it was going to be a little bit more distance between it. The Wemby getting thrown out of the game obviously changed that, impacted the game. But as much as I respect Minnesota and everything they've done, and especially with them upsetting Denver, I had the Spurs going on to face OKC in this Dream Series in the Conference Finals.
Yeah, let's start with that one because, look, Minnesota has something to prove. They've gotten to the conference finals the last 2 years. Anthony Edwards trying to put the team on his back and break through. But I think tonight we're going to find out if that game that Minnesota won, in which Victor Wembanyama was ejected from with the flagrant two, was that a fluke or not, right? Would this series been over if Wemby wasn't ejected? I'm very excited for this game here. I'm really hoping Minnesota can send it to a game seven, give everybody what we want. The best two words in sports, game seven. It could be a ton of fun. But I really worry about Minnesota here because I kind of think it was fluky that they won that game with Wemby out.
And, you know, the thing is, what I'm learning about with Minnesota is that they've done a good, they've, I mean, unfortunately, they've met their match when it comes to somebody limiting Julius Randle. Now, they've got other guys that have been making up for it, Dosunmu, and also Jaden McDaniels has had a very nice series, kind of flying under the radar, plays big minutes, starts, takes a lot of shots. He's actually been very good at helping out Randle, but those guys have been getting so much pressure on them from that strong Spurs defense, and that's been a little bit problematic, whereas with the Denver series, Denver's defense was very subpar going into the playoffs. The Spurs, they're on another, I don't want to say they're the best defensive team here going into the playoffs, but they were definitely much better than Denver was at that time, and I think that's the problem with what Minnesota's running into. And here's the other thing, Awad. You saw Rudy Gobert play some amazing defense on Nikola Jokic, and you saw him even early on playing decently against Wembanyama. The problem is this: if this team falls behind and the Spurs have a lot of dangerously offensive players that they can throw at you, Minnesota falls behind. They need Naz Reid in there, and they need to play fast, and that forces them to take Rudy Gobert out of the picture for a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I've fallen in love with Naz Reid's performances. He's just, he's a complete basketball player. There's not, you know, there's just not that many of them. I'm not saying he's the best, but he's complete. He can defend at the highest level. He can score at the highest level. He can score inside. He can score outside. I have fallen in love with Naz Reid in this series. The problem is Wemby is an alien. Let's look at Detroit against Cleveland tonight in this one. Is it as simple as Tobias Harris gets going and Detroit sends it back to Detroit for a game seven?
They need somebody else to get it going. That's not Cade Cunningham or Tobias Harris. And unfortunately, with Duncan Robinson's back issues lingering, that's going to likely limit him. And I was wondering why he only took a couple of shots. And clearly there was something wrong. He couldn't extend, and back pain doesn't really go away just like that. So that's a problem right there. They need somebody else, whether it's Danish Jenkins, whether it's a surprising offensive performance out of the blue from Asar Thompson, or finally, can they get Jalen Duren more involved? Because throughout the playoffs so far, Jalen Duren has been virtually a non-factor offensively. What are those guys I just mentioned has to have a big game? Watching these games and these last few games, Cleveland has figured out Detroit's offense. It's not like Detroit's playing horribly, especially on the defensive end. Cleveland's a tougher matchup than I think a lot of people think. And Cleveland also plays really good defense, and they got, when they got guys like Dennis Schroeder, and even when they got Ellis, I'm like, okay, these guys aren't the flashiest guys, but when you have a Harden and a Mitchell that started, bringing a guy like that off the bench really relieves them, and it's a positive for the team because Dennis Schroeder plays good defense. So that's what Detroit's running into here, whereas Orlando, I felt, lacked organization, and like they have all year for the last few years, players in and out of the lineup. In this situation, Cleveland is just being able to play up to the level defensively like Detroit plays, and that's been the difference maker over these last three games.
Fensty, May 15th, would you put money on the Oklahoma City Thunder to be the NBA champions, or if I gave you the field, who would you take?
I'm still taking the Oklahoma City Thunder at this point. I just don't think, I mean, you got to think of rest at this point, and with more rest, Jalen Williams is that much closer to coming back into action here. And if he's back in and he's not having any kind of limitations, I know that the Spurs did well against the Thunder in the regular season. But as we're seeing with some of these teams in the playoffs, and as we know, Awad, being obsessed sports fans all our lives, the playoffs are just a different kind of atmosphere. And it's not just a saying, it's the truth. And that's where teams take it to a different level. Surprising performances from teams that are struggling that now all of a sudden get that quick momentum. And so for me, I think Oklahoma City, I know it's kind of the easy answer, but they're the most complete team. And you're looking at all this, they're well rested. Them and the Knicks could have over a week break. They could have like a 9-day break before their conference finals begins if both games go to game seven here.
Absolutely. Fensty, great stuff as always. Before we let you go, random question here. The Nationals are celebrating Hot Dog Day at Nats Park today, May 15th. What goes on the perfect Fensty hot dog?
Plain. I don't put anything on the hot dog. Okay, what I'll say is I love making hot dogs, grilling hot dogs, but I'll say this. The only time where I really eat the hot dogs at a baseball game, and I know I'm boring, but I like it plain. And I'm a big toppings guy on just about everything else. A ballpark hot dog, leave it plain.
We'll take calls next, 833-804-0910. How do you like your dog? Glizzy fans rejoice. The Nationals are calling it Hot Dog Day today at Nats Park. Dude Food coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, you're home for the most Commanders coverage in town. If you missed it, you can rewind on the free Odyssey app. Check out the official prediction that I gave. The first prediction we'll give for the Commanders 2026-2027 season. We'll do it again after training camp, and then one more time after preseason. But the big news that I missed last segment I wanted to mention, we'd have to do some research, Jay Money. Maybe you could do this during the break. It felt like last year Washington played at least five teams that were coming off of a freaking bye. It was nauseating. How many times? Oh, we're playing the Cowboys off a bye. Oh, see, oh yeah, they were off a bye. Oh, Minnesota? Yeah. No, they had a bye last week. This team had a bye last week. Or this team got blown out last week. They're going to come in hungry. It felt like every week we just had a bad matchup based off of the timing of the schedule. I mean, Atlanta was looking like they were going to be a playoff team. They beat us 34-27. Then they sucked the second half of the season. Why couldn't we get them then? But this is good news. Washington will face blank number of opponents this season that are coming off of a bye. Philadelphia will face four teams this year coming off of a bye. The Chargers will face four teams this year coming off of a bye. The Vegas Raiders will face three teams this year coming off of a bye. Ravens will face two teams this year coming off of a bye. Washington will face zero freaking teams coming off of a bye. Hallelujah. Washington will face zero NFL teams that are coming off of a bye. I like that. And according to strength of schedule, Washington 16th in the National Football League. Middle of the pack. Don't mind that at all. We talked all show about how difficult the first, you know, five games of the schedule are. But if you split the first two road games, it looks a lot easier on the second half of the schedule. It's AWOD here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Listeners of this show know we have fully activated and engaged playoff mode here on AWOD Radio. And the NBA playoffs continue tonight with two games. It's time for the Fast Break with AWOD, all things NBA.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So last weekend, it was the Mother's Day miracle. Washington wins the NBA draft lottery. Not really a miracle when you consider they had the best odds to get the number one overall pick, but it was just 14% chance. In fact, it was a 47.9% chance we were going to fall to five. It's why I let out a massive roar when the Wizards did not hear their name at five. Could not believe it. 4-3-2. Nope. We're drafting number one overall. You've heard my opinion. I've turned in the pick. I want A.J. DeBonsta. A.J. DeBonsta spoke to the media on why he thinks he should be the number one overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft. Let's take a listen to the monster, DeBonsta, at a BYU.
A.J., we know you have elite physicality. All eyes have been on you, but what are you hoping to show out here today?
Just my versatility. I think I got faster. I think I jump a little higher now. My three-point shooting got better, so just trying to showcase everything.
You've said in several interviews that you truly pride yourself in that versatility. What parts of your game are underrated that you're looking forward to kind of showcasing in the league?
Just my passing ability. When I get double-teamed, I think I can find an open guy. My defensive ability is being a willing defender, getting a passing lane, getting a little bit more blocks, a little bit more steals, and just be active on the defensive end.
From college to the tournament, now the combine, how would you describe this journey so far?
It's been good. It's been a lot. Obviously, just going right from, you know, the NCAA tournament to pre-draft to the combine, but I'm just trying to enjoy the process.
You've said before that you get your work ethic from your parents, your dad, Ace, of course, is your manager. How has this really been a family affair?
It's been good. I mean, they push me super hard, my mom and my dad, and why not keep it in the family?
Yeah, exactly. I know you really look up to Kevin Durant. What part of Kevin's traits are you hoping to kind of emulate in the league?
Yeah, it's simplicity. He just gets to his spots, he rises up, he doesn't take no wasted dribbles, no wasted movements.
You obviously could go number one. Why should they pick you?
Like I said, I'm super versatile. I think I can bring a lot to the team on and off the court. I think I play the game the right way, but I'm exciting, and I fill seats.
Look, he's my favorite prospect in 5 years. I think he's the most NBA-ready prospect since Paolo Banchero, the most watched prospect since Zion Williamson in college. I think, you know, I get in trouble at times because I'm putting LeBron's name next to A.J. DeBont. So that's how much excited I am for him coming to the league. 6'10", can dunk on you. I think his mid-range and jump shot from the outside will improve. Great ball handling. And as he said, he gets to his spots, he picks his spots, and he knows how to hit when he gets to those spots. So I am super excited about this pick. And as much as I'm considering him to be a LeBron James-level prospect, I think you can say that he is an as exciting prospect as Cooper Flagg was, who won Rookie of the Year scoring 21 points per game. If we get anywhere near that, Washington is going to make a massive leap in terms of wins and losses for this season. The Michael Winger is the president of basketball operations. Will Dawkins is the general manager. He spoke to the media at the NBA Combine and talked about the process for the Wizards. Let's take a listen.
Making the moves to get Trae Young and AD, do you feel like now the process has kind of come to fruition?
Yeah, I think when Michael and I started the rebuild, the deconstruction phase, we wanted to target these drafts to get lucky and get fortunate, and I think we've been able to have success drafting deeper in the other rounds. But this year, you have the power of choice. You have the power of choice with number one. Our young players were starting to see the train move along. They were getting better and making progress. So in January and February, we were like, what do we need? And we looked around and said, we need a floor general. Let's go get the best one we can. And we need some support next to Alex, and that was AD. So being able to add those guys, with being able to add the number one pick to the core group of young players that are thriving and continuing to work and improve and are hungry, we kind of like that combination. At the end of the day, this year, going into next season, we wanted to be more competitive. And I think we've achieved that.
So good answer there from Will Dawkins. A couple takeaways. Number one, they trust their process. They're not trading the pick. You know, they will pick up the phone. They'll have the conversation. They're doing their complete due diligence. Maybe Utah offers us an offer we just cannot refuse. I doubt they're trading the pick for all of those reasons he was mentioning. They targeted these last three draft picks, draft classes, as the big ones, right? They got Alex Sarr, number two overall. We all know how they wanted Cooper Flagg or Ace Bailey last year. They got Trey Johnson because the ping pong balls did not fall in their favor. Bad luck to drop from 2 to 6. This year, we get the luck. We finish number one, or with the worst record, but a tie for that best odds there with three teams having 14% chance. We win the lottery. I think we're keeping the pick. The other part of what he was saying, they identified some weaknesses. They went out and got Trae Young when a lot of people around the league thought he was, like, dirty laundry. Like, we're not interested in Trae Young. Trae Young or Ja Morant. Like, those were the two point guards last year in the NBA that were on the trading block all year, and people just weren't really interested. Well, Travis Schlenk was part of the front office in Atlanta that drafted Trae Young. He's now part of the front office in Washington with Michael Winger and Will Dawkins putting together this full rebuild. They identified Trae Young as a piece that they want part of this future. Maybe not the full complete future when we're competing for a championship, but part of the near future as we're trying to make legit strides in wins and losses. It's easier said than done. The roster is much improved from last season. And yes, they won 17 games last year, and they tried to lose a lot of them. And if they tried to win, maybe they would have won 26 or more. But to get to 40 wins, like I'm predicting, that's a massive swing in the right direction. So it's going to be difficult for Washington, and I think they can get it done. Let's take a listen to Will Dawkins once again on what A.J. DeBonta could bring to Washington.
What does A.J. DeBonta bring that might work in your organization?
Yeah, Massachusetts guy just like myself, so you can imagine since 14 years old, we've been here, and he's the next one out of our state.
Can you pause it for a second?
I know AJ.
I think people are overlooking that. Because we're all talking like idiots about A.J. DeBonsta in Utah. Shut up about A.J. DeBonsta in Utah. He was only in Utah for $6 million. You could pay me $6 million, I'd move to Utah, right? That's why he was in Utah. Listen to this again. Where was he born and raised? Where was Washington's general manager born and raised? You think he's going to pass up on the best product out of his area when he gets the number one overall pick? I'm starting to add this to the hate list. I hate anyone that believes A.J. DeBonsta wants to play in Utah. You're making that up. There has not been a real quote from A.J. saying that. He's enjoyed his time in Utah. He's had a good time there. Anybody's going to have a good time anywhere when you're making $8 million. Here's Will Dawkins on A.J.
What does A.J. DeBonsta bring that might work in your organization?
Yeah, Massachusetts guy just like myself, so you can imagine since 14 years old we've been here and he's the next one out of our state. So I know A.J. and his family pretty well just based on just being in Massachusetts in basketball. But again, it's people. This guy has a charisma to him. He's got a confidence to him. He's been able to do it at every level that he stepped at, increase his play. And when you talk about basketball, he can score it. He can defend. He's long. He can make plays for others. He's a high-level talent, so we have an opportunity to take a look at him and get to know him a little bit more. We got to interview him today. We'll spend a little bit more time with him, hopefully, in D.C. But, again, a true talent at the top of this draft.
Cannot wait for Washington to pick A.J. DeBonsta. And for us to go into a new season with ambitions of winning games. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.